Nonetheless, he remained on the board. The new library for young readers opened at the Center for Early Education the following spring, notwithstanding the absence of any donations from Disney. In place of the planned Winnie the Pooh theme, Ravetta Bowers contributed her own teddy bear collection to decorate the room. As Spencer Newman, Jim Hedges, and Angela Shapiro had warned the previous May, ABC Family wasn't even coming close to meeting the aggressive financial projections that had been incorporated into the five-year projections presented to the board. But perhaps there was a silver lining to the family debacle, at least in a purely financial sense. About the same time as the January board meeting, Chief Financial Officer Tom Staggs launched a confidential, high-priority project to determine the net present value of the Family Channel. If the value of ABC Family were far less than Disney paid for it, the valuation could be used to generate significant tax savings. A small group of finance executives from the Family Channel and Disney's tax department began working with an outside consulting firm that specialized in valuation. By this point, no one inside Disney was pretending that the channel and related assets were worth anywhere near the $5.2 billion Disney had paid Murdoch and Saban. Still, even they were startled by the conclusions. According to the internal valuation report that resulted, the net present value of the cable channel was $1.378 billion. The calculations were complex, but the report estimated that Disney could realize about $400 million in tax savings, which would go directly to the bottom line. Based on this analysis, $3.2 billion of the purchase price was allocated to the channel, the rest to the programming and other assets, which meant that Disney had overpaid by approximately $1.8 billion for the channel alone. Disney had already written off $308 million of the value of the library. Staggs was enthusiastic about the potential tax savings. Another staff member declared that, "This is one of the smartest things I've ever heard of." But, he added, "You're never going to get this. It would mean going to the board and saying our valuation was wrong." The timing was especially bad, since Gold and Roy were now rigorously criticizing the family deal. In March, staff members were notified that the project had been terminated before the outside firm completed its work. When they demanded an explanation, they were told that Staggs had presented the plan to Peter Murphy, who had vetoed it, declaring that Strategic Planning's rosy projections were inconsistent with the valuation. Peter Murphy stressed that valuation is an art, and that the low valuation produced by the family executives was flatly wrong. He insisted that the channel is worth the $5.2 million Disney paid, noting that the channel's ratings for December 2004 were the highest ever. People working on the project were nonetheless dumbfounded. One staff member declared that, "This is outrageous. Someone should go to the board." But cooler heads prevailed. "They'll just say our valuations are wrong. Then you'll be screwed," another person warned. Nothing more was said about it. There are rules requiring a write-down of assets under certain circumstances. Valuing intangible assets such as goodwill is the subject of the Financial Accounting Standards Board Statement